You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Kevin Cassius for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Well, he was just driving past, bibbed.
You gave me a call, I answered on hands free. Come back for your calls.
See, that's what mates do, isn't it?
I guess so.
First of all, how are you feeling?
I feel better now, yeah. I was ill for a few days, but it wasn't too bad. I had like muscle soreness and joint pain, lost the taste and smell. Apart from that, I was alright. My joints were sore for a few days, but apart from that, I was alright.
Just talk to me about how kind of stressful that week is for you. Obviously, aside from kind of battling that side of it, mentally for you, you must have not been in a good place.
No, I was devastated. I mean, I put everything into my camps, but you know, I've got a good team of people around me, and listen, no camp goes to waste. We keep it moving, and it's just one of them things. You've got to roll with the punches. It's just nothing I could do about it. I was honestly devastated, mate, but what can you do, man?
So obviously you would have watched the show from home on the Saturday.
I watched up until the main event. I couldn't watch the main event. I mean, it just weren't meant to be. Me on fight camp just weren't meant to be. I mean, I was supposed to headline the first fight camp show. Then now this fight camp. But everything happens for a reason, man. You know, I've come through adversity in my career so far, and it's just one of them things. I know I said it's one of them things numerous times, but it is just one of them things.
Obviously, a word on Granados as well, because... Well done, Granados. Obviously, he would have. It's a gutting feeling to go from the other side, where it's not your. It wasn't his fault, but obviously, the agreement will be honoured. That will be your next opponent, regardless.
100%. Yeah, I'm sure he understands. As he said, he had COVID himself. It's just the world we live in now. I mean, I'm worried about him now coming over and getting COVID. You can't. There's nothing you can do about it. We tested all our sparring partners. And for those who are saying, oh yeah, the tests are fake, I've done eight tests on the day, different batches, eight, and then two tests the following day, and then I've done an official test. So, I mean...
But you weren't feeling good anyway, so I suppose it's a mixture of that.
No, on that, yeah. I wasn't feeling great. I felt like I was fine. I can definitely fight. Like, it's going to go in a couple of days. And I'm going to test negative. On the Saturday, mate, my joints were in pain. I was just in pain. My back kept waking me up. My back was in pieces, my knees. I just couldn't believe I had COVID. The worst part about it was I couldn't even binge eat because I couldn't taste and smell. So that was the worst part, probably.
But you're back to training now, so all
I ain't stopped. I had 2 days off where I felt COVID, and then I was back training in my garden. back training my guy, and listen, it's a mindset. It don't just stop at an end of a camp for me. It rolls on. We're just built, constantly building.
Right, well, listen, I know you haven't stopped here long, and I appreciate you kind of giving us a little update.
I thought you wanted me to come here to say hello to my mate, but you just brought me here so you could do an interview.
Well, actually, I called you, I didn't actually have my camera.
You did.
The guy, Wayne Smith, that pulled up brought my camera. So when I actually called you, I didn't have a camera.
Don't give me all that spill, mate. We know that you just called me here so you could do an interview, interrupting my day. It's 12:49. It's roasting, and you've got me here doing an interview.
You can have an argument with a phone box, I swear to God. Literally, I've come here in peace.
You're here in your vest and your Gucci sliders. I'm here tracking, roasting, doing this for you.
You're becoming a meme of yourself now, by the way.
Do you know what? These memes, and I'll do me in a bit, you know.
Undefeated podcaster.
They've smashed it. They've crushed it.
They're so accurate, though. The little Spanish lingo at the end was...
Yeah, but do you know what? It's obviously just one of them things, but soon you're going to see no context been coming up.
You've started it now.
No, but it's just...
You better start it before someone else does.
No, because it's just one of them things. Listen, I keep saying it's just one of them things. I was just so intense after... I'm so intense after the fights because people... I just get intense. There's passion there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just really passionate
There's
about what I do.
Wrong. There's nothing
nah,
wrong.
No, so well, after the fight, I'm like, yeah, what? You know, I'm just all like, yeah, come on, man. You know, I'm just really passionate, animated. At the end of the day, if you're not passionate about something, don't do it. I'm so passionate about what I do. I love what I do. So when I'm do the business, I get all, all angry, aggressive.
It's all right. There's nothing wrong with it.
I know, but it's
People
just funny.
People embrace it.
Yeah, I know they do, but it's just funny because... It's just become the way I am now. But, you know, it's nice because the public have seen me change over the years, and I'll change again over the next 5 years. It's inevitable. You change, you grow, you evolve. It's just...
But I will say one thing. For people that think that you just turn it on for the cameras, when you've been out of camp and I've been out of you, you are that intense.
Do you think so?
Because you've come up to me and gone, do you think I'd beat him? And I go, don't know. You go, why not? Why not?
You know
Tell
what?
Me why now I wouldn't beat him. And I'm like, cons, chill.
Oh, what was it? Yeah, with that thing, with the board, the game.
Right, Fight Picks, that is.
Yeah, that...
Fight Picks, that is, when people were like...
Yeah, that...
You weren't satisfied that 96% of people thought you'd win. You thought the other 4%...
Who's that? 3% then? 4%? Who's that? Stick it right on him. No, I don't know. It's just funny that I've become this way and it's become a thing.
There's nothing wrong. One last question, just before you go. Talk to Brooke Khan have seemed to have resurfaced again.
I really like Kell Brook. He's always had time for me. He was a fighter that I really looked up to. I even drove to Sheffield to see his fights. And you know I don't go to no boxing events. I even drove up there to see him fight Spence. I had him winning against Spence. I'm a fan of Kell Brook. But him fighting Khan now leaves me in a position where I'd rather fight Khan. But at the end of the day, if them two are fighting, I'll have the winner. If the winner wants it, which I'm sure they would, because at the end of the day, the big domestics are what the public want. I think me and Khan would do way more buys.
Eddie Hearn says he still wants that fight between, if this doesn't happen with Brooke, he wants you and
Khan.
And Khan.
That fight can materialise. But Amir Khan don't want it. I know people are going, yeah, but why would he not fight you? He's been in with Canelo, he's been in with XYZ. Why would he be scared to fight you? Because if he loses to me, I can't say that's his legacy down the drain. But then again, when Barretti fought Barrera was at the same age gap. Do you know what I mean? It was the same age difference, except, Barrera took the fight. So, just take the fight, innit? The money's there. That won't be a problem, and the public want it. What's going on, David?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Get it in.
Good,
yeah, the public want it. So, I don't know why Khan's talking like, it don't make sense. Nah, but then fight Phil LaGreco, because that makes sense. Fight Samuel Vargas, that makes sense. Oh, hold on a minute, one better for you. Fight featherweight and Billy Dib, that makes more sense. don't give that spill. Do you know what I mean? That's what makes it 10 times worse. Is all right, say yeah, just say that, you know, paint your card. Just say it don't make sense, because if I lose to you, where do I go from there? Nowhere. At the end of the day, I'm ranked number 10 in the WBC or 11. He's ranked number 15. How does that not make sense? Yeah, right, fight a featherweight in Billy Dib. Or, you know, if he's lighter than that, I don't know. So don't talk about it don't make sense. Don't give that spill. Do you know what I mean? And as for Kell Brook, I think Kell Brook beats Amir Khan. I think Kell Brook beats Amir Khan, but then I'm going to have to call out the winner. And then that leaves me in a predicament, doesn't it? Because I don't want to fight Brook. I mean, I would fight Brook, but it's, yeah, I'd rather fight Khan, innit?
But look, job in hand for you is Granados. That's first port of call for you. What happens after that? See if
Well, he say it's a disrespect, me saying he's a step, you know, he's just a step closer to me getting my world title. Well, of course he is. I don't think I've come into boxing to beat Granados. I've come into boxing to beat a world champion. So any fight before then is a step in the right direction. I don't know why he's saying it's a disrespect. Of course it ain't a disrespect. He's going to use me as a stepping stone to get to wherever he needs to get to, and I'm going to use him to get to where I need to get to. So it ain't no disrespect. It just is what it is. It's the game. Vargas was a step up. Formella was a step up. So I'm ready to, you know, have another step again in the right direction. Sat in the Welsh Wizard. You good? How you feeling? Is that the fight kit? Isaiah 41:10. What's the scripture? Yeah, what is it?
Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you all, uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Cheers! Do you know what's jokes? Is my mum got that scripture for me from my fight with Vargas about upholding your right hand. Go on.
It was from a tournament we went to in Bulgaria. Joshua Boati.
Yeah.
Told me about that, and it's stuck with me ever since.
Solid scripture.
Sick.
I bet you knocked him out of the right hand and all.
Go on. Yeah.
Scripture quotes. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I'll let you get on. I appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time today, as always.
Thank you. Please.
But that wasn't my intent. I genuinely didn't have... You saw my camera be delivered to me midway through the conversation. Don't.
Listen, what I'm going to start doing now, yeah, is plug in CBTV, like and subscribe.
You can do that anyway.
No, I know, but what I should really do is get a cut from the interviews we do.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
We'll talk about that.
Imagine. Look, I'll be laughing.
Can I pan on your car or not really?
Make sure you get a steering wheel in. Premium.
Can you stand there? Because otherwise it just looks like I'm filming someone's car.
So the steering wheel was done by a Premium Bespoke down in Birmingham. Big thank you to Jim. Cooks, make sure you send me this clip. I'll send it over to him. That's the steering wheel. It gets the revs count. It's got Alcantara red suede. And then obviously, yeah, C63S. Only best for the best. We've got Vossi wheels on there.
This is turning into some sort of...
20-inch wheels, slim rim, got the carbon fibre extras on there, carbon fibre on the back, carbon fibre on the steering wheel.
Are you trying to sell me it?
Any more?
Are you trying to sell me it?
I don't know, I'm getting rid of it. Do you want it?
Listen, appreciate your time.
Huh? No, we're good there, we're good.
We'll see you at the show Saturday.
See you there, Cougs.
And yeah, good to see you kind of back.
I'm back. Not that you... I never left. I didn't even leave.
No, you didn't even leave.
All right, we're done here or what?
Yeah, we're done.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.